You are listening to our 57th podcast episode on Je Parle Anglais Podcast Show. Hey, it's Clive. With a warm welcome to everyone, it's with mixed feelings that I'm here as I'm reaching each and every one of you at this podcast show. Today, I'll start by wishing an Eid Mubarak to all the Muslim community following or listening to this podcast show. Okay, so we're glad to support you or to help you celebrate this special event, which is important to you. So thank you for helping us or letting us doing that with you. Okay, so as you all know, this is a 57th episode and we on advanced lessons. And as you all know, we're going to talk about special concepts about movies, or let's say we're going to talk about movie concepts as a whole. So inside this concept, we're going to see why people go to movies, or why people listen or see movies. Okay, the benefits, the different benefits of watching movies. Okay, at the disadvantages. So we're going to see why people see movies. Okay, the benefits of watching movies and the disadvantages of watching movies. Okay, so in general, people make a very big mistake between theater and cinema. It's true, in French, there's a big difference between theater and cinema. First of all, you need to know in French, we call theater théâtre. Okay, so in English is theater. So in French, theater and cinema are two different things. Okay, that are very different. While in English, let's say Britain English or American English, cinema and theater are almost the same. I can even say they are the same. So when you talk about cinema, you obviously talk about theater. But in French, theater is more of something like drama people acting, how can I say, people doing a particular action or a particular activity that I've been preparing for. Okay, while a cinema is something like a movie that you just paid your ticket, you've gone to a cinema and you've just watching a particular movie which is just new on the market. Okay, so that's it. So today, the first thing we're going to see is the difference between theater and cinema. As I said, cinema and theater in English is almost the same or is the same, but in French, theater and cinema is very different. So that's what I wanted to emphasize on the first point. Okay, so the most important thing here, as I said, the first thing we're going to start is why go to the movies or why people watch movies. Okay, so you need to know that watching a movie is a sort of distraction for some people. Okay, so it helps people to stress out because of a lot of activities, a lot of stress from personal activities or personal experiences, or a lot of stress equally from our professional cycle or our professional experiences. Okay, so people watch movies to distract themselves. Other people watch movies for a date. So people go to movies for a date with a particular person. It depends. And other people go to movies, let's say, to gain experiences, or to gain cinema experiences, or let's say movies experiences. So those are some of the factors, or those are some of the causes or the reasons why people go to movies. Okay, so equally, you need to know that movie experiences are things that are very important, because it can help you really have more knowledge on a particular drama or a particular film. It depends on the film. It can be drama, it can be action film, it can be fun films. It depends. So those are the type of experiences you can have and the type of movies. Okay, and also equally, you need to know that people go to movies because it is very convenient. You just pay. What happens is that you just pay your money and everything is there. You are going to go to a store. At the store, you are going to see snacks, drinks, and all the while. Equally, you are going to sit on a very comfortable chair, which is going to really make you feel at ease and really feel comfortable, and you are going to be able to watch your film with a lot of ease and with a lot of comfortableness. Thank you. Okay, so as I said, it's very inconvenient to go to the cinema. There's no work to do. You're not going to prepare anything. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to sit down, eat some popcorn, drink some drinks, eat anything you want. It can be a McDonald's. It can be anything, a KMC, anyone. Okay, so that's it. So some of the disadvantages that people encounter while at the cinema. The first thing here is the one I usually encounter, and I have a great discourse for it, is the cell phones. You know, sometimes you are at the cinema, you're watching an important movie, and some people forget to put their phone on silent. Okay, they forget to mute it, and at the end of the day, let's say at the end of the day, and at a particular time, you hear some phones ringing. And it's really a great source of distraction. So a cell phone is a really great source of distraction. It's disadvantages because it can break your concentration. Okay, there are also people who come along with their babies. I don't say it's a bad thing to come with babies, but it's a disadvantage. Why is it a disadvantage? Because when babies can find themselves crying because they want some few things, it depends. You know, babies are always crying. So that's it. So baby cries, okay, or baby who cries are equally a lot of distraction for people who only come to watch movies and try to really gain the best experiences from these. Okay, and equally they are equally people talking around, let's say more usually children usually come and start discussing aloud, and they forget that at the point in time they came to watch the movie. So they're discussing and making a lot of noise, which in turn distract you from being concentrated on the movie in itself. Okay, so that's great. So those are the disadvantages of watching movies in the cinema. Okay, good. So the second part here equally is I wanted to talk about the four main rating systems of movies in America, in Britain, or let's say in the world in general. Okay, so there are four main rating systems or rating types. The first one is rating, or is it the G? G means this type of films is a type of film that is accepted or watched by everyone. It's generally a film that anyone can watch and that can't have any harm on his or her psychology, or his or her physical or spiritual or mental health. Okay, so the second one here is PG. PG means there's a little bit of actions, or there's a little bit of inconvenient actions, or let's say inconvenient language that can offend younger children or younger ones. Okay, so PG is, as I said, is also a little bit inconvenient, especially for younger ones less than let's say 10. Okay, so there's equally the rating of PG less than 13. Here the violations, or let's say the raw words or actions that are here, are a little bit advanced. Okay, they're a little bit advanced than PG, or than simple PG. So PG 13, it's a more serious, in this rating there's a lot of more serious violations, there's a lot of really raw words, and it can really have an impact on the person watching it if the person is not really matured. Okay, so that's it. And equally, there's what they call the rating R is really films that are accepted only by people older than, let's say, 20 years. Yeah, I think. No, it's not. I think it's a sure fact. So R are films that are only watched by people older than 20 years old. Okay, so that's it. There are equally other type of films, but I don't think it's very important for me to mention it here. Okay, so these were the main ratings of movies in the world in general. Okay, so what about, we're going to talk now about the pricing of tickets and snacks. Usually when I used to go to the cinema, we talk about 10 years 15 years ago, tickets used to be around, let's say, 5,000 to 6,000 CFA. But when I bring it back to dollars, it could be, let's say, $7. Okay, so it used to be very cheap in the days, but today, recently, I went to the cinema in Kalano Olympia, in Douala. They call it Kalano Olympia in Yaoundé, but I went to the one in Douala and I found that the price has really increased. And it has been difficult for some people, okay, to really access to it. Okay, so for those who are really interested and whose hobbies are really watching movies, I can really encourage you to pay your tickets, maybe it's $7, $10, and go to the cinema to watch it. It's worth the while. Okay, so I really encourage everyone to watch the movies. Okay, so that is for the pricing of tickets. And now we're going to talk about snacks. As I said earlier, different snacks here, you can have a KMC, okay, you can equally have a McDonald's, depending on what you have, it depends on what you want. It can be chicken, it can be potato, it can be a hamburger, it can be a hot dog, it can be juice, it can be popcorn, it can be chips, it can be granite, anything you want. So you don't need to go to the store. There's a particular area where you can buy those groceries or those drinks and come back to your place and sit down quietly, watch your TV and eat your snacks or drink your drinks. So that's it about pricing of ticket and snacks. Equally, there are some people who, like me, okay, rather than going to the cinema, I'll prefer creating a mini cinema or a mini, let's say, a mini theater or a mini cinema at home. Okay, so I've just created a special area at home with a little bit light. There's not a lot of light. Let's say the light is a little bit reduced. Okay, so I've reduced the intensity of light. I've brought a large screen to the wall with a projector. Okay, so, and I have some comfortable chairs, three comfortable chairs where we can sit down at home to watch the movie or to watch the cinema. Okay, so that's it. So people prefer it, okay, bringing back the cinema at home by by constructing, okay, or by preparing an area where you can easily watch this type of movies. Okay, So that is it for buying your own TV, because some people want to buy their own TV, buy the necessary disc, DVD, or buy the necessary film. It depends on where you buy it. It can be Netflix, it can be Amazon Prime. It depends on where you buy it. You can buy the film and you decide to watch with anyone. It can be your girlfriend, it can be your wife, it can be your friend, it can be anyone. Okay, so that's it for buying your own TV and surrounding you with the necessary materials or items. Okay, equally, inside the website where you're going to buy the movie, you can equally have some previews. Previews are just summaries or pre-informations that you can have about the film before really downloading it or buying the film. Okay, equally, at the same time you're looking at the previews, you can also have the show times. At what time each film or each series is going to pass, at what time is it going to start, at what time is it going to end, for how long is the film. Okay, so that was that about this episode. As I said, this episode we're mainly talking about why people go to movies and why people watch movies, the benefits of watching movies or going to the cinema, and the disadvantages of going to movies. Okay, So I think we're done for today. I think we've touched all the important points today. Okay, so thank you for listening to me or listening to me. Okay, so if you've appreciated this episode, then I'll invite you to press on the follow button to stay tuned. Okay, also leave us a comment through the Q&A and post below. And lastly, give us a 5-star rating on either Apple Podcast or Spotify. Think they say, oh, equally things you need to know. Okay, leaving a 5-star rating or a 5-star review means showing the algorithm that you think this is an important show and think it should post or offer to as many people as possible. Okay, in summary, I want to say a massive thank you to you all. Thank you for checking this podcast. Be sure to stay tuned for more information or for more insights. Okay, for recent followers and all newly listening to this podcast, I'll invite you to go listening to this, to the beginning of this podcast, or to recent podcast that I made. Okay, so I look forward to meeting you in the next episode. Thank you.